129. Psalm 129. I want us to read from verses 1 to 4. Psalm 129, verses 1 to 4. Say, many a time have they afflicted me from my youth. May Israel now see. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. The plowers plowed upon my back. They made long their furrows. The Lord is righteous. He has cut asunder the course of the wicked. We are going to pray that divine connection of the Lord will make me to withstand the attack of the enemy. I shall have no fear. Go ahead and talk to God. Is a year of full recovery, a year of surplus. Divine connection can lead to divine recovery and restoration. Father, restore every due miracle, blessings, virtue into me. Let me rejoice in a double portion of honor and prosperity all the days of my life. Open your mouth. Pray. Restore every due miracle, every blessing, every virtue unto me. Let me rejoice in due portion, in double portion of honor and prosperity all the days of my life. I pray for you, according to Isaiah 61, verse 7. Instead of shame, you will receive double portion. Instead of disgrace, you will rejoice in your inheritance. And so you will inherit a double portion in your land. Everlasting joy shall be yours. As we move into 2019, everlasting joy will be yours in the mighty name of Jesus. You will not lack anything good in the name of Jesus. Your ways shall be excellent. The Bible in John 16:14 says, I am the way. Jesus was clear. He didn't say, I'm one of the ways. I am the way, the truth, and the life. He never said he was one of the truth. No, it's the only truth. And it's life. Nobody comes to the Father except by me. Father, we have come willingly this morning. Nobody forced us to be here. We have come to honor you, to thank you, to appreciate you for great and mighty things that you have done for us in 2018. And we are here in anticipation of what we are going to do in 2019. Father, accept us this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Be our wonderful counselor, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. Glory and honor to your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Praise the Lord. Amen. Tell your neighbor, Happy New Year once again. Be confident about it. You have moved into the new year already. For evil shall not come your way in the mighty name of Jesus. The theme this morning is Wonderful Counselor Part 2. We started it last week. You know, I should conclude today. Wonderful Counselor Part 2. I won't take much of your time. You know, Wonderful Counselor Part 2. For a child is born to us. Isaiah 9:6. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor. Government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. I pray the Lord Almighty will bless us as we listen to his word in the mighty name of Jesus. Say a better amen.
Amen.
What I want you to know is that when we bring our problems and concerns to Jesus, the outcome is usually very different. Completely. When you bring every concern you have, every problem, just bring it to Jesus. You know, the outcome is usually very different. Nearly 750 years ago, before Christ was born, Isaiah predicted that the coming Messiah would be called a Wonderful Counselor. If you read Psalm 3, Psalm 32, verses 7 to 9. Psalm 32, verses 7 to 9. Said, thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Thou shalt encompass me about with songs of deliverance. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. 8. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with my eyes. Say amen.
Amen.
Be ye not as the horse or the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bits and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. What I'm saying is that a good counselor knows how to get to the core of a problem. He also has ways to solve those problems. Because Jesus had a complete understanding of human nature, during his earthly ministry, he was able to help a woman see that her splintered love life was a result of seeking satisfaction she could not find in him. Let's look at John 2, 24 and 25. John chapter 2, 24 and 25. That was the Sychar ministry, you remember? But Jesus did not commit himself unto them because he knew all men. And what happened? 25. And needed not that any should testify of man, but he knew what is in man. Let's continue. Is that all? I don't think that is the passage I was even actually looking for. Okay, let's continue. Okay, let's look at John 4. John 4, 14 to 18. John 4. Okay. For thou hast had 5 husbands. This is exactly what I need. And in whom thou now hast is not thy husband. Is that said thou? The woman said unto him, sir, I perceive thou art a prophet. This was a woman going about her own business and saw a man who is now telling her everything that has happened in her life. And he wondered, said, go and bring your husband. I said, well, I have no husband. Okay, yes, I know. And Jesus began to tell her the story of her life. And she came to her senses and she said, you must be a prophet. And Jesus Christ said, yes, I am. And then what did the woman do? After Jesus diagnosed her problem, we all know she went about, spreading the gospel. Jesus also diagnosed the Pharisees' false piety as the symptoms of self-centeredness, Matthew 21:3, 1 to 7. That was why when they brought that woman who has committed adultery openly before him, he was able to ask them, who among you has not committed a sin before? Let that individual throw the first stone. Because they knew Jesus Christ as a prophet. Everything that they have done, that nobody has seen, that they thought is a secret, Jesus can easily reveal it there. So none of them would do anything. And I usually ask myself, you saw her committing adultery openly. Was she committing adultery with herself? It takes two to tango. Where is the man? You see the selfishness of those laws that the Jews are holding on to. Where is the man that he was committing adultery with that they could not bring? And Jesus, not only that, Jesus Christ knew what is in their heart. And as a wonderful counselor, he exposed the sin of every one of them and they could not do anything. That is diagnosing the Pharisees' self-centeredness. And when the disciples began to argue over who was most important among them, he also knew their thoughts and led them to humility. Look at Luke 9, 46 to 48. We all know the story. They were arguing who was the greatest among us. One of the mothers of the apostle even came and asked Jesus, okay, let me use my connection. So these are my two sons. When you get to that kingdom, when that kingdom is established, let one of them be Otumba and let the second one be the OC. First in command and the second in command. Is that not how it is, eh? Otumba. See? Jesus Christ knew what is going on. And he was able to bring all of them to humility. I pray that the power of Jesus will never depart from us. The points of Jesus' ministry of counseling, both in his early ministry and in our lives today, is peace. That is why he was named the Prince of Peace. The Hebrew word for peace is shalom. It refers to much more than temporary relief from problems. As the Prince of Peace, Jesus helped us to find harmony with God and with others. While preparing for this message yesterday, I came across the writing of Martin Luther. It's not the Martin Luther of Junior. No. The great Martin Luther, that the leader of. He said, Christians, we live not for ourselves. We're supposed to live for God. We live in Christ through faith. And then we live in our neighbors through what? Love. Love yourself as you love your neighbors as you do what? As you love yourself. So it is when we love our neighbors that our neighbors begin to think, this man is completely different. And I begin to think, how much love have I shown to my neighbors? Your neighbor is not necessarily the person living by you, you know. Now let's start from there. How much love have I shown? In most cases, when we talk and sit down and we talk casually, my children will accuse me, always accuse me of racism. And I don't see it that way. And when I go back and I reflect over it, I tell myself, do you know that those children are right? Can you please change your ways? God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. When we don't have love, we condemn. We judge. Whereas Jesus Christ warned us, remove that log of wood in your eyes first so that you can see clearly those little pegs in the eye of your friend, of your neighbor. But when you carry log of wood, how can you see? But whereas many of us are carrying these things, God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus will help us to find harmony in the mighty name of Jesus. He is our advocate when we sin. Remember 1 John 2, 1 to 2. 1 John, when we get home, I want us to take care of these Bible passages. Read them and meditate on them. Not just read. You know, last Sunday, our brother was telling us at workers' meeting. That word touched my heart. Many of us, we hear the word. Many of us, we listen to the word. Are we doers? No. And the most important thing is that we must be doer of the word. So my little children, these things write I unto you. That was John now writing to the disciples or to the children of, you know, that was under him at that time. He called them children. It's not that they are little children. But when you look at it, comparing his age and the people, you know, he was training, all that are his disciples as at that time in court, we are all children. That you sin not, and if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. So that the Holy Spirit will convict you, and you will go back, Lord, this I have done, have mercy on me. When we talk of righteousness, it is not that we have it, no. We are talking about the righteousness that has been credited into our account by Jesus Christ. For the death, he died on the cross. So we want to, that righteousness is already in our account. How many of us are withdrawing from that righteousness to move forward in our lives? At times, you want to pray, you need that, you want to pray. Satan will be reminding you of the sins that you have committed. And if that is not taken, you become discouraged. You But when you tap upon that righteousness, you know, that Christ is our advocate, and you pray in the name of that, in that name that's above every other name, things will be different. And I pray as we move into 2019, things shall be different in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Jesus helps our relationship to flourish as we extend his grace and love to others. This season, express that love to somebody. Christmas season is not just a time we eat chicken and so on and so forth. A time to express love to others. Express that hand to the needy. Recognize the importance of love and giving to others in the neighborhood, among family members. Don't condemn anybody. Don't judge anybody. It is true, our people in Nigeria, majority of them are even better than us. But mere fact that we are here, they see it as if the money is there for us to just speak on the street. And they make their demands. Don't condemn them. Do what God has put in your heart. Remember, the hand of the giver is always where? It's always on top. You will be on top in the mighty name of Jesus. So we can trust Jesus to guide us through the path of healing. Anybody seeking healing, Jesus is there. Financial breakthrough, Jesus is there. You know? Whatever you are looking for, multiplication, Jesus is there. In this church, we keep on praying, Father, let there be spiritual healing, physical healing. Let there be multiplication. Let the wedding bells ring. Jesus is hearing everything. I can assure you. There was a time we were under the bridge. We are looking for a building. Small one, let's just use this temporarily. God will help us. We will finish the mortgage. Then we move to a bigger one. God said, no, I am taking you to the mountaintop. And he brought us here. Won't you believe in him? Won't you anchor that prayer that you think he has not answered? Won't you call upon his name and then repeat that prayer in his presence? Eh? No one understands and love like he does. Whatever you are going through, bring it to Jesus. He's the wonderful counselor. You know, any problems in your life could be a symptom of a greater underlying issue. I want you to know that. So in what struggles might the Spirit be prompting you to seek support and to seek healing? Jesus Christ is here this morning to support you. Jesus Christ is here this morning to heal you. May the healing come upon you adequately in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's bow down our heads this morning and talk to God. We are moving into a new year. Today is the last Sunday of the year. When you come to Jesus, it leads to a revival of what is dead in our lives. The counseling of Jesus gives us life. Ezekiel 37:14 says, I will put my spirit in you and you will live. And I will settle you in your own land. Ah, then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken and have done it, declares the Lord. Lord, breathe new life unto me. My circumstances, and let me live in the name of Jesus. Let me live, Lord. Let me live. Breathe new life, new life, new life of love into my life, into my circumstances. Let me live in the name of Jesus. Turn everything that represents dry bones in my life into a mighty army. That's a testimony. So that all may come to know that Jesus is Lord. Everything that is dead in me, Lord, turn it into a mighty army, into a mighty testimony. Your word says, you will put your spirit in me, and I will live. You say you will settle me in my own land. Then I will know that you, the Lord, have spoken. And that you have the one that did it. Do these wonders in me, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. There is no lack when I'm divinely connected. When I come to you for advice, I cannot lack anything. That's why we have it in Psalm 23, verses 1 to 6. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall know one. Psalm 34, verse 10 also says, lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Ah, you are my shepherd, Lord. Through you I have all I need. I shall lack no good things in the mighty name of Jesus. Is there anything that's still left for me in this 2018? This year must vomit it for me. For I shall lack nothing good. My head will not lack. I will not lack in my mind. I will not lack in my thoughts. Oh, Jesus. You raised the poor out of the dust. 1 Samuel 2:8. He raised the poor out of the dust. Lifted up the beggar from the dunghill to set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and they have set the word upon them. Because divine connection, because I come to Jesus, because I've been divinely connected to him, because he's my wonderful counselor, he gets me out from obscurity to prominence. When you come to Jesus for divine counseling, you are moved from obscurity to prominence. Father, read my destiny of every attitude, character, defect, background, or environmental conditioning, or statistics manipulation that keeps me in obscurity. Hide the glory of God in my life. Lord, read my destiny of every attitude. Read my destiny of every character, every defect, every background or environmental conditioning or satanic manipulation that keeps me in obscurity, that hides the glory of God in my life. 1 Samuel 2:8 said, he raised the poor out of the dunghill. We remember, this was one of the prayers of Hannah after God ministered to her, after God answered her prayer. He said, you raised the poor out of the dust. You lifted up the beggar from the dunghill. You set them among princes to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and they have set the word upon them. Ah, by your divine connection, because I am with you this morning, because you are my wonderful counselor, Lord, Father, read my destiny of every attitude, every character defect, every background or environmental conditioning or satanic manipulation that keeps me in obscurity and hides the glory of God in my life. When you come for divine counseling, when you accept Jesus as your divine counselor, he leads you to people who are determined to see you succeed. Therefore, you are going to pray. Father, this year, connect me, this 2019, connect me as I move into 2019. Connect me with my helpers of destiny. Connect me, Lord, with my destiners of destiny. Those who will make me experience unimaginable progress. Those who will make me experience pleasant surprises. In the mighty name of Jesus. Mark 2:4. And when they could not come near unto him for the prayers, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed within the sick of the palsy lay. They laid down. They couldn't get to him. The whole place was jammed. Then they went to the roof and they let it down. The palsy man cannot do anything, but his friends were his divine helpers. Father, this year, 2019, connect me with my helpers of destiny. Connect me, Lord, with my helpers of destiny. Those who will make me experience unimaginable progress. Those who will make me experience pleasant surprises. In the mighty name of Jesus. Connect me. Set me free. In the mighty name of Jesus. And those who are divinely connected, they are divinely guided. When you come to Jesus for counseling, that means you are divinely guided. John 16:13. Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Holy Spirit, direct me into the wonderful things you have in store for me in 2019. Direct me, Lord. Direct my family. Direct your church. Those divine things, those wonderful things you have in store for us in 2019, Father, direct us towards them. Let us walk in thy divine path to accomplish your plans for our lives. Pray. Pray is a serious thing. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I want you to ask for an end of the year gift. What is it that is still yours? That this 2018 is still holding? Brethren, it shall be vomited unto you. Ask for it. Remember the word of God, Matthew 7:7. Ask, seek, and knock. A-S-K. What is it that you want God to do for you? I have come with great expectation. Before 2019 comes, Lord, tomorrow is a day of testimony. I shall be part of it. I want to testify, Lord. When we gather 8:30 tomorrow, which shall by the grace of God happen if you have not come. Therefore, Lord, I want to be part of the testifiers. Lord, as David was able to show a spoil, say, this is David's spoil. If you read 1 Samuel 30, you begin from 8 down, you will see there. Father, I want to show my spoil as well. For this 2018, I want to thank you. Glory and honor to you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And we are going to ask, tell Jesus, come and live into my life. I surrender everything to you, Lord. I surrender my life to you. Father, for if I am not your child, you cannot recognize me. Recognize my voice. Answer my prayers. Glory and honor to you, Father. I bless you, Lord. You are God from beginning to the end. There is no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God. You are God from beginning to the end. There is no place for argument. You are God. One more time. You are God. To the end. There is no place for argument. You are God. Father, by faith this morning, we pray that you answer our prayers. By faith this morning, we cling unto you, for we know you are the only one who can give us good and excellent counsel. Father, we held unto you this morning. Hear our prayers. Father, anything that we need, that this 2018 is still holding onto, Baba, command the year to vomit it for us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we decree in the name that's above every other name, that we will cross over to 2019. Amen. We will not only cross over, we will move forward. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, Amen. We will showcase our spoils. Amen. We will testify to your goodness. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.